When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, what's good on people? Welcome back to Miles Mikulski, the podcast. Specifically, what a week. And I hope you guys have had a great week for yourself so far. It has been an eventful one. I am coming fresh from my first Nigerian wedding. Yoruba tribe, to be exact. It was a great time. I can't lie. I enjoyed myself. I was a groomsman. And it was really interesting because for me, as someone who's from quite a lot of countries, but I would definitely say leans to more European style of living and life, it was nice to be immersed into the African culture. And you know, the part of me that is African is not the Yoruba tribe, I'm Yoruba, but it was actually really like interesting to see how a different tribe and, you know, a different wedding experience, because I've only ever been to two weddings and I've been groomsman at both. And when I tell you, they are very, very different experiences. The first wedding I went to was very much your standard English wedding. It was pretty easy as a groomsman. I kind of stood there, I played the music for the bride and the groom when they came in. And then after that, I think that was about it really. And then had a good time. It was pretty easy compared to the last night, or for you guys, for your purposes, Saturday night, when we had to get changed into a whole like outfit. And when I first tried one a couple of weeks ago, this outfit was scratchy as hell. I was like, yo guys, I don't know if I could wear this. And then eventually I just, you know, sucked it up basically and wore the outfit, which was really good. And then there was this wrap that I didn't know if it was going to get wrapped over my shoulder, wrapped over my arm. I didn't really know where it was going to get wrapped. So the groom's dad actually came through and helped everyone put it on. It felt kind of weird. It was like, bro, like, this guy has put his arms around me and is tucking things and putting things in places and stuff like that. And I had the belt to put on as well. And I was like, it was all obviously just around the stomach and stuff like that, and around like the torso, nowhere else. But like, it was just weird. And then by the time it was finished, it looked sick. And it was like, bro, like, that was kind of, it wasn't even that uncomfortable. It was just weird, didn't it? And it was just like, no, but this kind of bangs though. This kind of looks good. Like, and I took a picture of like my hat, and I don't really wear hats. I'm not really a hat person, but I might have been transformed into being a hat person. Might have to go fedora shop real quick, you know what I mean? Pick up a couple hats for different occasions. But now, as a whole, the wedding was really nice. So we did the trad wedding. I've got another wedding, which is like part two of the wedding ceremony next Saturday. I'm telling you, it was a really, really good time. I had a really interesting time. Grooms and duties were different. I had to like help out with like giving people some drinks. When the water came around, my God, people were like sharks, boy, trying to get some water. But it was hot in there. And it was really good. It was really good, man. It's good to have weddings back. Good to have the wedding season back. But I'm glad I got vaccinated, double vaccinated, like what, last week? Because if I felt how I felt like last weekend, there's no way I was showing up to that wedding. You know what I mean? I was not on it at all. But this week, we have got a few things to talk about. Some stuff that trickled in from last week that has caused a big, big ruckus in the hip hop community. We're also going to talk about Dave's success, and we're going to talk about hip hop appreciation month. And that's what we're going to kick it off with right about now. So, in America, which is where hip-hop started in New York, shout out to Afrika Bambaataa, DJ Kool Herc, Curtis Blow and the Breaks and all that. They have actually, well not they actually, the Senate, the US Senate have actually come through and approved by unanimous consent that, as I'm reading this directly from their Twitter as well, a resolution designating August the 11th, 2021 as Hip-Hop Celebration Day, so basically in about a couple of days' time, pretty much like a week and a half, designating August 21st as Hip Hop Recognition Month, and designated November 2021, or November, I guess, from now on, as Hip Hop History Month. And they actually, the Senate has also declared DMX's birthday, December the 18th, as Earl DMX Simmons Day. So we seem to have a lot of stuff going on in the hip-hop community right now, and it looks pretty interesting because some people have said, oh look, it's about time we got recognized, or hip-hop got recognized for this, that, whereas other people have come through and said this is pandering and this is kind of condescending and pandering. Now this is kind of like your half empty, half glass full type situation right now. Some people are going to look at it and be like, rah, like finally we're getting recognition for stuff that, you know, the black community has done, or what we've done, or what hip-hop's done, whichever one you want to call it and label it. And other people are going to be like, nah, man, just because they want to get us vote, our votes and that, black vote and that, you know what I mean? But I don't know how I feel with this as a whole. I think it's nice to see recognition for hip-hop, do you know what I mean? A lot of people, whether you're from the US or from around the world, have grown up with hip-hop music. The current, you know, youth, the really youth, like I'd say like the 15 and unders, hip-hop is pretty much a very strong driving force. People my age group, you know, the bracket just under 30, we've also grown up with hip-hop around a lot of the time, but there was a bit more, I'd say in the pop hemisphere, it was very different, you know what I mean? Even when I was going to uni at the turn of the decade, the turn of the 2010s, like the black room was still in effect, and I say that with air quotes, do you know what I mean? Where if you wanted to hear hip-hop, you'd have to go there, and even still, sometimes it was more generic stuff. Like you hear, I'm a hustler, baby, every time, bruv. It was literally that song. Do you know what I'm saying? I hate that song. Like, I like the song, but I don't hear it every single Friday when I used to go out. Do you know what I mean? But like, now the main room, which would usually be called like the cheese room, you're gonna hear a lot more music that you like. You might even hear some Polo G, some Pop Smoke. You might even hear some Stormzy, some Dave, some Chip, maybe not Chip, but a few other people. I'm not even sending shade to Chip, but you're gonna hear some more diversity. So as a whole, do I think it deserves the recognition? Yes. Does it need a day? I don't know about that. I don't know if we need a complete hip-hop celebration day and month and stuff like that, because if you're kind of really a true hip-hop fan, you kind of live and breathe it anyway, do you know what I mean? When you first thing you listen to in the morning you're waking up to is hip-hop. Last song you might listen to the day is hip-hop, you know what I mean? I have never sat there and listened. I'm not slagging no one off, but I've never sat there and woke up and the first song of the day by my choice is pop music. Do you know what I mean? When I say pop, I mean I say Taylor Perry's, you know, your Katy Perry's, your Taylor Swift's, you know what I mean? Your Lady Gaga's. Shout out Olivia Rodrigo, though. Her music kind of hits still. But that's basically what I'm saying. So whether you guys think it's pandering or you think it's BS, I think it's one of them situations where, are they just trying to make themselves like the Senate look good? Are they trying to pander? I'm kind of leaning more towards the pandering side of things, but at the same time, I appreciate that. You know, you need recognition and you need celebration. So either way, November 2021, Hip Hop Appreciation Month, and August the 11th, Hip Hop Appreciation Day. So let's see what they do for that across America. Now, let's talk about the thing that caused a very, very big stir last week. Actually, this time last week, the 25th of July, the Baby's Rolling Loud set. You know, it should have just been a set. Should have just been simple. The Baby's in album mode as well. You know, we know there's another album coming soon. So performances are a good opportunity to share new music, you know, get the fans excited about what is really to come. So he did his set, and then he came out with a tirade of kind of dubious bars where I'm not going to say in verbatim, but effectively he said stuff like, you know, if you ain't got no HIV, AIDS or other sexually transmitted diseases, then you know, put your lighters up. If you ain't, I can't even say it properly, but basically like along the lines of, if you've never sucked no nigga dick in the parking lot, then put your lighters up. And then another like ad libber, I don't know who the actual ad libber was like, that's how you know, man, be on some sus stuff, blah, 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 blah. So like that caused a massive backlash. And even up to now, like he's been dropped from the Lollapalooza festival as a result. You had people leaving up to like Madonna come out and say stuff, and you know, come out and say, oh yeah, like this about DaBaby. DaBaby came out and, you know, has defended himself and kind of said that, you know, what happens on stage between me and people on the stage, like, it has nothing to do with people who want to see 6 seconds of videos. And you've seen people like T.I., Boosie Badass and stuff, like a lot of hip-hop OGs, not a lot, but some of the more notable ones have come out and, you know, backed DaBaby, and like even T.I. is saying that the gay community is going at DaBaby, you know what I mean, and not the other way around. But I just think to myself, like, why, you know, like, I don't understand like why you would say that though. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, like, if you're gonna kind of get someone, and the thing is, if we're just gonna talk about people cheating or people being promiscuous, you say you ain't never had an STD, put your letters up. Yeah, you've killed the whole conversation, because certain people be out there, oh, I cheated on my ex, you know, but I'm cheating on my girlfriend right now, or vice versa, because girls, some of them be on the scumbaggery too, right? I mean, I cheated on my boyfriend, you know what I'm saying? This is this. I got an STD right now. I ain't gonna put my ladder up right now, but I know that the ladder should be on, you know what I'm saying? But to kind of say that and then, you know, go and attack the, you know, gay community, I mean, it's one of them situations. Hip-hop has been very, very homophobic. Does it mean that what the baby said is right? No. Do you know what I mean? It's definitely not right. What I'm trying to say is, you ain't gonna change some people's minds and opinions. But as the baby, as an influencer, and you know, people don't choose to become influencers unless they're really that narcissistic and want to become an influencer. Because if you really are an influencer, you never use the terminology that you're an influencer. Do you know what I'm saying? If you do, then we know that you're really out here pushing for the likes, probably crying about why you only got 200 likes on today's picture when yesterday you got 400. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's one of them situations where, like, I look at it, I deep it, and I think, yeah, like, it's just dumb from him. Like, maybe he was drunk, maybe he was off the yak a little bit and all that, but it was just unnecessary to say any of the stuff that he said, if we're being real. Like, there's no point of that. He's now got a lot of backlash. You know, he's come out and said other stuff and, like, saying, like, you know, I wasn't going on a rant. That's what I wanted. I'm a live performer. I'm the best live performer. I'm the show killer. You interact with your fans. You get what I'm saying? Like, do you know what I mean? Because he said even his gay fans who don't, you know, fuck with AIDS, they ain't got AIDS. My gay fans, they take care of themselves, blah, blah. He was just kind of talking a lot of nonsense. And it's like, if this is the strength of what he wants his album rollout to go into, it's shaky. Because now you're seeing people like Dua Lipa, who's got a song with him, I think it's Levitating, that came out earlier in this year, one of the biggest stream songs of 2021 thus far, distance himself. The pop community is gonna, like, and when I mean the pop community, I don't mean like hip-hop songs that go pop, I mean actual pop songs and the pop stars, be like in your Dua Lipa's category, they're gonna be off him now. Do you know what I mean? Because they're gonna look at it like, oh, the bag's compromised. This whole situation, it's been going on for a week. It might die out in, like, I don't know, a week, 2 months, a month. Do you know what I mean? By the time his album comes out later on this year, if it does come out, then it really ain't gonna be a situation anymore. But there's always gonna be that one group of people that will try and use this against the baby in the future. So in a wild September in 2025, someone's gonna be like, oh, remember that time at Rolling Loud when the baby said this? And that might block some blessings that he might have. But the thing is, I feel like right now, while the heat's on, he's actually upped his antics on social media and responding to people, and literally, like, people, even like, he's going at people that it's like, oh, it's just too shaky. Like Questlove, who's part of the Roots, and he's actually a very well respected part of the like hip-hop, old school hip-hop community as well, had like a list of people that he would love to have done stuff with, and he like scratched the baby's name off it. The baby came back and said, I don't even know who you are, bro. Like, you know, it was there, like, once I don't even know who you are, like, so I didn't want to be on your list anyway. Elton John's come out and said stuff, like, do you know what I mean? You've basically got, like, even Chris Brown had to come up and say, listen, shut the fuck up, do your shows, thank everybody, then get the fuck off stage. And everyone was trying to say, yeah, that's probably like aimed at DaBaby and stuff like that. But either way, to be honest with you, DaBaby's taking, it's not an L for him in his mind, because he's doubling down on all the stuff that he's saying. But for the bag, even though he might have more money, or he has money, he could have had more money, and now he's lost some of that. So next time, I'm gonna take the words of Chris Brown. If I was an artist, even if I didn't like people, which I have no issues with anybody anyway, like, I base people, everyone who knows me well, who knows me on a personal basis, knows that I treat everyone exactly the same. And if I like you, I'm cool with you. If I don't like you, I don't care what skin color you are, what your sexual preference is, what your gender is. If I don't like you, I'm treating you exactly the same. Do you know what I'm saying? If I like you, I'm treating you exactly the same. It's simple as that. I'm a personal person. You know what I'm saying? I don't discriminate against people for no reason, because why? Like, what good does that do? But for DaBaby, get on stage, keep it moving, mate. You're moving mad, you know what I mean? But good luck to man, innit? Kanye West has said some outlandish things before. Like, most of the stuff he said recently in the last couple of years has been about black people and slavery and stuff like that, and African-American society. People still were clambering to his album. So I guess the same thing will happen with DaBaby, innit? We move on. So the final thing we're going to talk about this week is Dave. We're All Alone in This Together came out last Friday. and has been very, very successful for Mr. Dave Omoregi himself. And he actually secured himself a number one with his album for the, and it actually looks very good, like very, very good for him. And he actually has his album, I should say, has the biggest opening week of 2021, selling 74,000 with his latest release, which is actually bigger than Olivia Rodrigo's Sour, which only sold 51,000 copies. So again, it leads into a very good look for Dave, you know what I mean? Dave now has boosted his like look in the official charts by stats, and people are going to double down and say this album's a classic. To be honest with you, if I'm being like very, very real, like I actually prefer Psychodrama. A lot of songs that people are gassing off this album, I don't think they're that good. Like if I think about it, I think Verdansk, which is actually was the highest one from the songs we hadn't heard before the album, was number four. That song is Titanium, basically. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a better version of Titanium, and I like Verdansk, but if I've heard Titanium and it's on the same kind of seasoned rollout, I'm gonna know that I've heard it. Do you know what I'm saying? Clash is at number, sitting at number two. Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits has been topping the chart at the moment. Then after that, you had In the Fire, which is the one which I believe is with Fredo, Meeks, Getz, and Giggs. And then after that, we had, there was one more, I believe. Oh, no, Clash, Verdansk, and In the Fire, which were sitting at 2, 4, and 6, respectively, which is very, very, very good. Now, the thing is, in the UK, which is what I find annoying, is that there's a new rule, and I think, I don't know when this rule came into place, that you're only allowed to have like 3 songs or something like that in like the top 10 or in the chart or something like that. It's like 3 songs in the top 40. That's it now. Because I remember a couple of years ago for Ed Sheeran, we'll talk about that, where his last full studio album, Divide, bruv, like every single song was in the top 10, or like at least by the top 20, the whole album was in there. Like that album got absolutely rinsed. And I feel like they've changed the rulings in the UK for that reason, because it's unfair. But at the same time, if that song like is streamed the 4th biggest and sits at number 10 or number 20 or number 30 or 39, why is it not there? Make it accurate, because it's not accurate. That means that certain songs, who like, for example, who's sitting at number 40 in the UK this week? So like Mabel, we've Let Them Know, shouldn't be there, because you should really have a Dave song that should be a lot higher. Do you know what I'm saying? Like even of songs like, I don't know, I'm looking at other songs, but as I scroll up the chart, you're probably seeing songs that should probably be there. Like RD went down by 7 places with Oliver Twist. He could have been down a lot more. Even Lil Nas X, like his song only hit 13 in the chart. Do you know what I mean? Compared to like Montero, compared to the other song that came out between Industry Plant and Montero. I can't remember what it's called. Like I forgot it now, but that's the thing. It should have, Dave's album should have had more entries in there, which makes it very jarring, because you want to see the accurate reflection of what happens in a week in the music. But it is what it is. Now, let's talk about the part where I wanted to talk about, which is Dave's album a classic? This, we're all alone in this together. People are too quick to use the terminology classic in this day and age. I know we live in a fast-paced time. I know we live in an age where, you know, with the space between now, like basically August and November, in 3 months a lot can happen. Do you know what I mean? With music, it's so rapid, it's so quick. Next people will drop their albums and people will forget about the last ones. Do you know what I mean? As Nines won a lot of the Mobo Awards for Crabs in a Bucket, I thought Heady One's album was more enjoyable, for my personal opinion. But because Nines' one came out closer to the Mobos, a lot of people gravitated towards that. So like when you look at this, I view Dave's new album in the same light as Jay Huss's album that came out last year, January last year. I feel like it's the same type of album. It's really solid. No one's really got any criticism for it, but will a lot of these songs hit in a year's time? Now, I was on the way to the wedding yesterday when we was in the car, and because it was basically me, the best man, another groomsman, and then the groom in the car, and we were driving to the venue. I got charged because obviously everyone knows I work in music and I DJ and all that. I got charged, and I knew they wanted Afrobeats, but I didn't have that much on my phone. But I got us to the venue fine. Yeah, I mean, I was struggling at one point. I was worried I'd have to go on YouTube, the white tee and all that. But like, I knew that like location were bang. Do you know what I mean? Because Burna Boy and Dave's bit was special. Whereas, am I going to be listening to System two and a bit years from now with Dave and Wizkid? Not really. Maybe, maybe not. Too early to say. Do you know what I mean? In the Fire, for me, I feel like the song didn't need some short verse from Freddo and Meeks on it. I feel like the song would have been amazing with, you know, Dave, Getz and Giggs, two old school legends, you can call them old school legends at this point, and then the young boy of Dave, obviously he's not that young anymore because he's been in the game for a while, but he's younger compared to the other two, going at it and going crazy with it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have preferred seeing that, and I think that would have been amazing, because I think something like Money Talks, which came out on Freddo's album with Dave on it, them songs there are more powerful, like Babes I've Been Heathrow and Your Man Has Been Petrol Station. All them bars like that, they hit more when Dave and Freddo does that type of song. I know they wanted to do something different, but I'm just saying that with my opinion, what would have worked better? Verdansk, I've already spoken about, like about Titanium and stuff like that. I do like the fact there's only 12 songs. I like the fact that it's very quick. I like the fact that you can get past it, but I wouldn't necessarily go around and call this a classic. People did the same thing for J Huss's album, and since then you don't really hear any mention of a lot of them J Huss songs. This album itself, Clash, I don't really like Clash with Stormzy, to be honest. I didn't think it was that good. I think it has a place, it's just not a place for me. So going into the album, I don't feel like we had the strongest rollout from Dave. I feel like he was quite quiet. He put them teaser tracks out, Titanium and Mercury. Then we got Clash, but the whole chip situation kind of made that song last more than it did for me. Then we got the album, and it's all right. Do you know what I mean? I don't know how long I'll be listening to it, but for me, it's okay. I think it's a good album. I'd give it like a 3.5, leaning towards a 4. But Psychodrama had a better rollout for me, a lot more longer standing songs. Because you think about it, he dropped that album in March 2019, and he was still able to perform the song Black at the Brit Awards in 2020, in the February or March? I think it was March, right? And the song still banged because of the performances. I don't see that many songs that Dave could use now. Don't get me wrong, I like the fact that he called out certain organizations and certain things on the album, but like, the Psychodrama seemed to hit more. You had the rollout of Streatham, you had the rollout of Location. I can't remember any, like even like Screwface Capital and stuff like that. Those songs, like, I'll still play them now and they'll still bang. For this album, I just don't have that same feeling, do you know what I mean, towards it. So I'm not sure, innit? I feel like it's, like I said, a solid album, but I do feel like in a sense it could have been different. Do you know what I mean? I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of weeks and months. But for me right now, I'm not calling it a classic until I see a development of it. And classics are classics and albums that still stand the test of time. For me, minimum 5 years. So if I'm still doing the podcast in 2026, we'll come back to it. You know what I'm saying, guys? We'll come back to it. We'll talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm out of the building. I'm going to keep it moving right about now. Thank you guys for looking into the podcast each and every single time. Appreciate it as always. I'm going to love you guys. I'm going to leave you guys. Make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. MyLesMikulski. My WhatsApp, I don't even know if you guys can hear that in the background. It's going crazy for some reason, so I'm going to go check that. But guys, follow me on socials. Keep updated with what I'm doing. I'm going to be posting some of these wedding pics up soon because the drip was looking real, you know. I can't even lie. The drip was looking real. Enough people kept calling me Chief. And I got my beard cut last Sunday and it held out all the way through for a week. I don't know if it will hold out for next week's wedding, but I'm going to have to make it happen, you know what I'm saying? I got another outfit. I've got two more outfits I got to get into. And then after that, I'm hitting gym from Monday. So, you know, there was there, you know, it has to be done. Anyway, I'm going to leave you guys because I can keep talking for longer. And I'm not going to do that. Take up too much of your time. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, guys, I'll see you next week in a bit. Peace.